This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning on a cold, wet Humboldt morning. Be prepared for wet driving conditions this morning and throughout today. The Weather Service has forecasted rain showers, although nothing like the downpour that occurred overnight, and we could also see thunderstorms with some hail. We're 5 days from Christmas, and for some folks at elevation, they'll see snow. There was snow on Berry Summit on Highway 299 overnight, and Highway 36 was impacted by snow as well. Motorists are encouraged to check road conditions before they leave home and to be prepared for inclement weather. The sheriff's office is expected to release the names of the sergeant and the deputy who were involved in a shooting over the weekend by the end of the week. The deputy suffered a gunshot wound to the left shoulder above the vest when 30-year-old Hugo Aguirre opened fire on them with a shotgun early Saturday morning. The sheriff's office also issued a clarification following some confusion about where the incident actually took place. The address was 706 Capini Road, the Tracy Capini Dairy, and was not, as reported by some media, at the Bancrest Dairy on 506 Capini Road. The wounded deputy is expected to fully recover, and Aguirre remains in custody in the hospital, where he is recovering from 3 gunshot wounds. As expected, the Board of Supervisors approved a letter that will be sent to State Assembly Member Susan Eggman regarding a proposed pilot project for safe injection sites in Eureka. Eggman had included Humboldt County, along with 7 other counties, to be the location for the program that would allow drug users a safe space to inject drugs while under the supervision of medical staff. The board changed some of the wording in the letter and asked to be removed from the program, stating the county was not consulted and is not prepared to take part in the program. Larry Etker begins his first day as the executive director of the Humboldt Bay Harbor District today. Etker was hired away from the city of Arcata, where he spent several years in charge of the city's community development department. Etker, who was officially hired on December 7th, also has experience with the Harbor District, having served on the district's Economic Development Committee as well. The Humboldt Builders Exchange teamed up with the Boys and Girls Club to make improvements to the Eureka facility. Tony Lucchese and Pacific Builders installed 15 new windows, and Stewart Telecommunications installed new phone lines in the admin offices. There is further work to be done, as more windows will be replaced, and work to upgrade the building's frame and insulation is needed as well. The CHP will kick off the holiday maximum enforcement period on Friday, and it will run through midnight on New Year's Day. Each holiday, the CHP does its best to get as many uniformed officers on the road as possible in an effort to remove dangerous and impaired drivers from the roadway. In 2016, local CHP officers responded to 26 traffic collisions, including 6 injury collisions, and arrested 14 drivers on suspicion of DUI over the 2-week Christmas period. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.